This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Jessica Kensky and Patrick Downs were newlyweds in 2013, eager to build a life together. But everything changed that April when they went to Boylston Street to watch the Boston Marathon. They were standing near the finish line when two bombs exploded. Three people died. 17 people lost limbs. Kensky lost a leg, and so did Downs.
After we were hurt, we were fully dependent on other people for everything. It was like we were children again.
Their parents had to make medical decisions for them, help them in the bathroom, and help them get dressed. Downs made steady progress, but Kensky suffered one complication after another.
I just had infections and falls and poor wound healing and you name it, I had it.
The leg she did not lose in the bombing was badly damaged. She was in relentless pain. Kensky was so low, she didn't even want to leave their apartment in Medford. That's when her father, who was a doctor, pitched an idea. Get out of Boston and move to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. Walter Reed, a military hospital. They were civilians, but they became part of the fold. They stayed at Walter Reed for 3 years. They got care from doctors and therapists who were the most experienced with amputations. During that time, Kensky decided to have her second leg removed. Down says they were recovering alongside troops with wounds even more severe.
It ended up being a really special place for us. It was the place where Jess was able to make really complex and agonizing decisions about her body that have allowed her to be as mobile as she is today. And it was also a place where we made these lifelong friendships with people who we would likely not have otherwise crossed paths with.
I think in addition to that, I would say it was the expectation at Walter Reed that you would get back to all you were doing before and then some. And I think when that becomes the expectation, things start to come together.
For example, skiing. Kensky says she didn't like to ski when she had two legs. But Walter Reed put her and Downs on a plane to Colorado with some injured veterans also in treatment, and they skied Breckenridge, not even the bunny slope. They were discharged from Walter Reed in 2017. Kensky was ready to get back to work as an oncology nurse at Mass General Hospital, and Downs wanted to get to work as a clinical psychologist, but he hit a low point.
I was really in this philosophical place of you survive something, you almost die. For what reason? What am I supposed to do with all of this? And the only thing that I could really come up with is to be in service of other people. But I didn't know that I could really be of service to other people because I felt so depleted. I was just exhausted. And I didn't want to be a psychologist who didn't have empathy. That wouldn't work so well.
Some of Down's friends worked at Home Base, the mental health program run by Mass General. It's specifically for veterans. They asked him if he wanted to do a fellowship there.
It was in those moments that I started to find my purpose again and realize that all that we had experienced actually could make a positive contribution for other people.
So these patients are vets and obviously in need of psychological help. Do you tell them that you're a marathon survivor?
No, I haven't shared it with them. Sometimes they find it out on their own.
When they Google you.
Yeah, people tend to Google their therapists. Right, exactly. It has been emotional at times when we talk about it, but I've also found that it can be a really powerful therapeutic tool.
Even though you usually don't share your experience with your patients, I wonder how that experience, having PTSD, having many physical trials to go through, how that presents itself, how it helps you, how it helps them, your patients?
I'd like to think that it helps me better be aware of when someone's in a stuck pattern of thinking about the world in a negative way. I had no appreciation for the many ripple effects that trauma has. It impacts your self-identity, your relationships, your work, your leisure time, the way you see the world. I mean, it just permeates everything.
For both of you, after, as you said, spending so many years under medical care, you're now the healers. What does that feel like? Do you think of it that way?
No. I mean, I recognize that I'm in a healing role and that people are coming to me with perhaps that expectation. But for me, it really does feel like a collaborative process to help them figure out what their meaning and purpose is again.
Well said. I think because I'm in a little bit of a different place, you know, in this cancer world, I think sometimes clinicians can try to protect themselves, think that there's something about us that we're never going to be in that seat. But I think that my life experience thus far has shown me that it's totally random who ends up in that seat.
Kensky says a few years ago, her dad was in that seat. He was the one who got them to go to Walter Reed and was a huge help in her recovery. She says he was diagnosed with a rare and aggressive cancer and died just a year later. His death looms larger to her today than being a bombing survivor.
And I think how important it is to reinforce the randomness of it, because I think we as humans can get into guilt and shame and what did I do wrong, and I should have gone to the doctor sooner. And I think for a lot of my patients, it's important to hold up a different mirror sometimes.
It's so important, I think, for both of us to be able to bear witness to other people's suffering and to be able to validate whatever it is that they're going through and let them know that people see how hard they're working. People we've never met before have been in our corner, have cheered us on, have told our story, have listened to our story. And that's not true for most people who experience trauma. They often do it very much alone.
Kensky says she's had a lot of support as she's gone back to her job as an oncology nurse. Work makes life feel normal again.
When I put on scrubs again and my badge and, you know, went into work, it was like getting a part of myself back. I have had a lot of big moments in my recovery, but that's just definitely at the top of the list. I mean, it was just so important for people to see me like that again, I guess. You know, I think until we got to start putting pieces of our life back together, I felt like I was just a Boston Marathon survivor instead of and this, and this, and this. You know, it was being responsible again, taking care of other people, having coworkers and colleagues and friends who knew me. It was
work
priceless.
Drama.
Yeah.
You know, having to be responsible for something, having to show up on time.
Yeah.
Having to do notes in our medical record system. You know, those things that people get annoyed about. But it's good to, like, have some of those annoyances back, because that's what we all have in our work lives.
Right. Normal humdrum.
Right.
Yes.
Pain in the neck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosh, congratulations on all that you've accomplished. Thank you, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's nurse Jessica Kensky and her husband, psychologist Patrick Downs, 10 years after they survived the Boston Marathon bombings.